It's a dangerous thing to ask a pastor to come and do a devotional if you don't want a sermon. So, and since I've never been to a business meeting before, I have no idea how long these go or what to expect, or, you know, so I don't know what my time frame is here. Anyway, just to a thought had come to my mind, and I just want to begin by sharing a little thing that happened the other day. My daughter Lily is really into Spider-Man right now. And you might say, how's that possible? Well, we don't know really. We're not sure where she's never seen Spider-Man to our knowledge or anything, so she must have picked it up at preschool or something, but she has started singing Spider-Man to the tune of Bible Man. So I don't know if... But anyway, the other day I was talking to her just about this as she was happily on a Spider-Man thing, and I said, so Spider-Man, he shoots spider webs and, you know, that sort of thing. And she's like, no. Spider-Man doesn't shoot spider webs. Spider-Man doesn't shoot spider webs. Spider-Man doesn't have anything to do with spiders. So she has an idea in her mind of what Spider-Man is, and she likes that idea. But maybe that idea doesn't relate at all to who Spider-Man actually is. And the unfortunate thing is that sometimes I think in society, in our culture, folks hear the name Jesus, and they attach an idea to Jesus that they like about Jesus. But do they really know who Jesus is? Or they hear things about unity in the church, and Jesus wants unity. And they say, oh, I like that sound of unity. I like the sound of it. But just like not knowing at all who Spider-Man is, just liking the idea, they don't really know at all what Christ meant when he prayed for unity for the church. And as I stand before you today, I just want to say that I'm blessed by a number of things, blessed again by our game night last night and just seeing the fellowship and the unity we had, blessed by the breakfast this morning and seeing the fellowship of brothers and sisters and the unity that I sense in the congregation. And I see the great work that has gone into this annual report here and all the many hands that were in it and the time and effort that was spent in it and the time and effort that is reflected over the past year of ministry and service here at Salem Bible Church. And I'm blessed by that. And I think that the Lord has given us a good unity. But I want to just take a moment here as we begin a new year, in a sense, and open up a new chapter, just to read from John chapter 17, verses 20 through 26. John chapter 17, verses 20 through 26, where Jesus actually would pray not just for his disciples who were in the here and then, but all believers in the future who would believe upon him as well. And he says in John chapter 17, verse 20, he says, my prayer is not just for them alone, not just for the disciples. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you've loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them, and you will continue to make and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. And I want to just share this morning a brief reflection from R.C. Sproul on this passage. He talks about this, and he's a reputable theologian in our day and age. And he says, Jesus' high priestly prayer in John 17 demonstrates how important it is to God that his church be united in its purpose and mission. In fact, This unity reflects the oneness of the Father and the Son. Moreover, Jesus says that the oneness of the church is one proof to the world that he came from our Father. Of course, the church is made up of sinners, and we have not always done a good job demonstrating the unity of the people of God in Christ. We see the visible church fragmented into many different denominations. This is surely regrettable, as sin is the root cause of all church divisions. In some church splits, a group breaks off because the church is guilty of denying the gospel. In other splits, the group that breaks off is the guilty party because of it is in doctrinal error or has elevated non-essentials to the matter of gospel truth. Sometimes both parties are guilty. Consequently, many people try to overcome these divisions. Unfortunately, many do so at the expense of true unity, continuing to receive as brothers and sisters those who deny the essentials of the gospel. If unity is to mean anything, it must be unity grounded in the truth of God's word. This is the kind of unity for which Jesus prayed. Unity for the sake of visible oneness alone, however, is not pleasing to God. As the Apostle Paul demonstrates, there can be no compromise when the gospel of God is at stake. And he goes to Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 to 9 to support that. But he continues on that unity in the gospel is the prerequisite for the church, for the unity in the church. Christians who affirm the essentials of the gospel are even now united invisibly, enjoying a special communion with one another across denominational lines. Today, the invisible church, consisting of all those who have true faith in Jesus Christ, is united in the Savior. In time, the visible church may be united once again as well, but true visible unity will occur only as professing believers study the Word of God together and refuse to compromise on the gospel. We should seek to build bridges with other professing believers where we can, but never at the expense of God's truth. I just thought that was a meaningful little devotional as I reflect on the fellowship that we share together as a community and our desire to see Salem Bible Church be a light to the world in the areas where we live and the community here where we minister. And yet, we have something here, something important, and that is the truth of God's Word. Amen. And we want to continue to uphold this. And we don't just want to grow or have a unity for the sake of unity. We want to have true unity that's founded on God and founded on His Word and founded in the person of Jesus Christ, as He stated here and as He prayed for here. And I think oftentimes today people are confused, just like Willie likes the idea of Spider-Man, but doesn't really know at all who he is and doesn't think he shoots webs. Sometimes folks today, they might have an idea of Christian unity that sounds good, but is it really the biblical unity that Christ has called us to? My prayer for us as a congregation is that as we think about the year past and look to the year future, that we would be united and that we would have a strength in our commitment to God's word and our commitment to truth. And that is something that would be contagious and that others would come to Salem Bible Church to find the true teaching of the Word. Not that there's not many other good, faithful churches out there that are teaching the Word. There certainly are. But we know that there's a lot of misunderstanding out there. And we hope to be a true light to the world where we can lead people into gospel truth. So I'll just say a prayer and have a time of prayer together and then turn the floor over to Brother Dave to lead us in our congregational meeting. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for our morning together. We thank you for the breakfast that we were able to share together, for the community that we share together as Salem Bible Church, and Lord, for allowing us as folks who unto ourselves we would be left to our arguments or disagreements and certainly we would fall apart. But Lord, we thank you for being just the source of just our strength and our ability to stay together and to partner together to forge your kingdom and to take the gospel message into the earth. And as we even think today about those missionaries that we support who are taking your word into the far reaches of the earth and places that those of us here are not able to go to. And Lord, we just we thank you for this morning together. Just pray that you give us wisdom and grace as we think about moving forward into a new year, into a new chapter. And may you just guide and direct us in our conversations together. May your blessing be with Brother Dave as he leads in our discussion. We give all these things up to you. In your name we pray. Amen.